The victims of the Fallujah ambush were civilians who worked for a private company based in North Carolina. Blackwater USA has a contract with the Pentagon to provide security services in Iraq. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Since it was founded in 1998, Blackwater has built a thriving business doing the kinds of jobs the military used to do itself. At a sprawling 5,000-acre compound in rural North Carolina, the company teaches civilians military skills. For the ones who pass a training course, the reward is a $500-a-day job in Iraq, working as a Blackwater employee and providing security in one of the world's most dangerous places.
I was blown away by the professionalism of the training.
This student recently completed the Blackwater course. He asked that we not use his name for security reasons because he may be called to serve overseas. The student, a former Navy SEAL, says the training was similar to what he received in the military. His Blackwater classmates, he says, were either veterans or people who worked in civilian law enforcement. And all of them, he says, were warned about the dangers of the job.
Blackwater said over and over again, back out if you want, there's a good chance, you know, something's going to happen. And nobody did. Everybody believed in what they were doing. Everybody was an American fighter.
It's no coincidence that Blackwater's curriculum is similar to that of the Navy SEAL program. The company's president and several members of its management are themselves former SEALs. In addition to training civilians to work overseas, Blackwater has a $36 million Pentagon contract to train active-duty Navy sailors. Thousands from the nearby naval station Norfolk come to Blackwater to learn force protection and other skills. John Matthews is a former Blackwater instructor.
We had several groups of people that we trained, Navy SEALs, we trained some team guys, SBU, special boat unit guys, trained them. Several classes of civilians that came through there that passed all the background stuff. It's absolutely a great training ground.
Since the attack in Fallujah, Blackwater officials have not granted interviews to the news media. But Matthews, the former instructor, says he knows several people who work for the company in Iraq. He says his recent conversations with them revealed no hint of possible problems.
I haven't heard anything about this specific incident, but what I have heard is that the Blackwater group was squared away, the security consulting side of it was squared away, and that they had pretty much everything together. From what I've learned from people that were there, it was their operations run professionally.
Blackwater's founders have said they created the company to take advantage of the military's increasing desire to outsource certain kinds of jobs. Private firms now do about $100 billion in military business each year. The Pentagon says the arrangement saves money and allows soldiers to concentrate on combat. But George Washington University professor Gordon Adams says it also has potential pitfalls.
You have people making what is essentially U.S. national security policy at the local level who are not, in fact, federal government employees, and so there's a chain of accountability issue that always has to be watched. The other problem you have is security for these people. As more and more contractor personnel are in the field, it puts more civilians at risk.
Adams, who teaches classes in international affairs, says the trend toward outsourcing largely results from the military shrinking size. There are about a third fewer troops in the armed forces now compared with 15 years ago. Meanwhile, the number of private workers continues to rise. Thousands are now on duty in Iraq. More than 20 have been killed since the beginning of the war. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Chapel Hill, North Carolina.